COVID-19 has had a devastating impact on the overall economy. Even as we begin to reopen the state, unemployment rates are extremely high, and the most dramatically impacted are those least able to afford it. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. The United Way of Washtenaw County and the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development have partnered for years to provide financial literacy and guidance to residents in an effort to build a more stable and better future. COVID-19 has created even greater need. It is with that in mind that a new and expanded program has been announced for those financially impacted by COVID-19. Washtenaw County is one of 10 communities in the nation to receive a grant through the Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund to pilot financial navigation services. Our guest this morning is Ugbad Keenan. Ugbad serves as a financial coach as part of the United Way of Washtenaw County team, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
When we talk about providing financial services and education to interested Washtenaw County residents, what did that look like pre-COVID-19?
That's a really good question. It was really centered around helping people find the right tools and solutions to help them in their unique financial situation. Money is deeply personal, and that's really ingrained in our approach and how we support members in our community. So whether that's finding the right ways to manage debt and create a debt payoff plan so somebody can then be able to go towards their journey of buying a home or working with somebody to start to build an emergency savings fund, which was difficult because having some breathing room in their budget month to month was really difficult before.
And now, with this pilot grant money from the Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund, are those services going to look different or be enhanced in some way?
Just trying to add another layer to our approach. So we're still very centered in supporting people in the ways that work best for them in their lives. But with COVID-19, people are faced with a financial crisis that for some people they've never had to deal with before. So financial navigation is really meant to be a financial triage of sorts for those who've been experiencing fallout, whether it's a significant loss of income, whether it's, you know, your spouse had a loss of income, whatever it could be. You know, there's so many scenarios at this point. We really want to provide unbiased knowledge and information because there's so much out there right now, and then referring people to other critical resources and needs in our community as well.
Through the course of your work, I'm sure you've had opportunity to talk with any number of people who find themselves in financial hardship now because of COVID-19 shutdowns. Has hearing those stories impacted the way you go about your work?
Absolutely. You know, it definitely forces me to think about how can I best serve this person in the best way possible? If I can reduce any kind of hoops that I have to make somebody jump through to access resources and assistance, I'm going to do that. And just providing as much empathy as possible, because this is kind of, a once-in-a-lifetime event. So providing empathy and emotional support is just as important as the financial information and knowledge that we hope to provide as well.
So are you hearing from both people that have been struggling for a long time and from those who had been more comfortable, but now, perhaps for the first time in a long time, find themselves struggling?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really hit everybody across the board. And I think you really hit the nail that there's a new portion of our community who will be accessing resources and a social safety net for the first time ever. And this is really meant to provide an additional support and guide people through these systems where they never might have before.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We are talking with United Way of Washtenaw County financial coach Ugbad Keenan. How prevalent is financial illiteracy in our area? Do you find it is crossing all economic lines?
Yeah, financial education is something that unfortunately is not wholly standardized in our education system. And even when it is very kind of unique and not in many places. And we also find that people are kind of left to their own devices. And again, there's so much information there. It's hard to find, how do I find what works best for me? So we've really taken the job and kind of our role to not only provide financial education, but helping people find what works for them, because money is really personal and sometimes goes beyond just the numbers and things like that as well.
We talk about it being very personal. Nothing could be more personal than our physical and our mental health. How significantly does financial insecurity play into those issues?
Significantly. One thing that we track with the people that we work with is their financial stress level. And stress, as we know, is plays a big role in your health. And we really see it as one of these social determinants of health, too, that can impact your well-being. And we've seen from people that we've worked with that even attending 3 sessions with a financial coach can significantly bring down their stress, and not only makes them feel more empowered and confident to kind of take on the goals and the things that they're working to accomplish, but impact how they feel in their day-to-day life.
You know, I like to say everything is connected in one way or another. So in a very real way, these financial issues are a public health issue, right?
Absolutely.
We're not only dealing with a coronavirus pandemic, but a racism pandemic, and there's nothing new about that. Given oppression of opportunity and equity, is the African-American community in Washtenaw County at further disadvantage when it comes to finances and growing that sense of stability?
Absolutely. The racial wealth gap is a real and prevalent thing. Members of the Black and African-American community oftentimes have a far less wealth than, you know, white people. They are starting off at a place that is far low, oftentimes because of, again, the oppression and the policies created over hundreds of years. And it takes so much more, and it's 10 times harder to get to the same places, oftentimes financially. And then that's intensified because of the fact that financial education isn't, again, often promoted and provided in these communities as well, too.
So now that we've brought this conversation of race, oppression, and inequity and inequality back to the forefront of what we are talking about, will more money, more resources, and more time and effort be put forth by the United Way of Washtenaw County to target those areas and close the gap?
We are always working and finding new ways to meet the needs in our community. We've seen from people who have accessed our services that the majority of people who access them are people of color and women. Prior to COVID-19, we always made a very active effort to be present in the communities that have always had the most expressed need for our services, whether that's, again, meeting people where they are. I spent a lot of time in those communities, physically being there, trying to remove barriers around transportation. And we will be continuing that effort in new and innovative ways, even despite COVID-19.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and again, our Washtenaw United conversation with Ugbad Kenyon continues. She is United Way of Washtenaw County financial coach. When you are living hand to mouth and struggling just for the basic needs of food and shelter, the idea of saving or even investing the time to develop a strategy and plan can seem overwhelming, if not impossible. So what's a best first step?
I think the best first thing that you can do is take a minute to think about what's most important to you. What do you value most? The reality of limited resources and means is a real one. So once you can have a clear idea of what's most important to me, if I have to list out numbers 1, 2, and 3, when you kind of go through what your resources are, what, you know, you have and what do you need to pay out, and you see what's available to you, whether it's $10 or $50, using that money in a way that aligns with your values and your goals is really the best first step. After that, you can start working on new tools and strategies, but a lot of our work starts with where you are and where do you want to be. And I think if you can have a clear idea of that, then identifying and figuring out tools and methods and different ways of thinking will come naturally.
And because it is new, it's creating routine and making it a part of how we incorporate these kinds of concepts into our everyday lives. What are some of the best practices to make personal finances a part of the routine so it doesn't fall away, much like most of my personal New Year's Eve resolutions?
That's a good question. We really recommend with people that we work with, if you can take 30 minutes or even an hour if you really like, each week to kind of sit down with yourself and maybe have a money date, that's a really great first step. I think with day-to-day life really so fast-paced, it's really hard to find time to just sit with our money and check in and say, what have I been doing this last week? What's coming up next week? Did I spend more? Why did I? A lot of the reasons why we do things that, you know, maybe you don't feel good about are often tied to things going on in your life, emotional things, lived experience too. But I think having a clear idea of where you have been this past week and where you're going next week and making a plan and making time for your money, because at the end of the day, even though it doesn't feel like it, you tell your money what to do.
We're nowhere near the end of the pandemic and know with certainty many of the jobs lost during this time won't come back. How are you looking forward to adapting services to a new reality, a new normal that is, as of yet, undefined?
I am really, again, excited about our new financial navigation program because I think it is a really great short-term response to kind of COVID-19, creating space to help people answer these questions and make a plan essentially for how do I get through the next 6 to 12 months? Because I don't know what's coming, right? I think it's this uncertainty that's really scary for a lot of people. I lost my job. I don't know what's going to happen next. So creating space, providing resources, and again, an unbiased place that somebody can call and speak to anytime about what works best for you, again, and providing those resources is something that we're really excited about.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for time today and for sharing the information. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
That is Ugbad Kenyon, a financial coach with the United Way of Washtenaw County, our guest on Washtenaw United. For more information on the financial navigation services for those impacted by COVID-19, visit our website at WEMU.org for all links and resources. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.